So last night, late, I don't know how many people were tuned into this. I certainly was. And my jaw dropped because I turned it off. And I don't know if a lot of people did this, but Oklahoma City had a 16, 17 point lead. They had a 30-6 run on Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And that resulted in that 16, 17 point lead, whatever it was. It got down to like 5.5, 6 minutes, and I'm like, I'm done. Well, then I laid down in my bed, and I'm sitting there, and I can't go to sleep.
Were you nude?
I wasn't very dog-like, and no, I think there was a lot of rain and stuff, so I'm just laying there.
Thumb up.
So I just grab my phone, as I will, and look at it, and I see that, oh, wow, that 16-point lead has been cut to 6, and there's like 3 minutes left. Should I get up out of comfy bed and go watch this? And I'm certainly glad that I made that decision.
Because what did you see?
I saw Damian Lillard with the most stone-cold, badass series-ending shot that you will ever see to cap off a 50-point night. He go for 50.
The shot already has a nickname.
What is it?
The Last Word.
I'll take it. It was unbelievable. He is, you know, if you've been following basketball for the last 5 years, you're certainly aware of Damian Lillard, and you're aware of CJ McCollum, and you're aware of that backcourt, and you're aware that that Portland has always been good because of that.
Yeah.
And that they've tried to build around him, you know, and they got a great team. They've just never been able to get over the hump. They lost Nurkic here not too long ago with that horrific leg injury.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of took the starch out of whatever they had going into the playoffs. But still, with him, they're one of those teams that can be competitive.
Yeah. With him, they're not dead till they're out.
Right. And CJ McCollum was in early foul trouble, and so Lillard had to really carry the load last night. And he was just spectacular. And the fact that that guy made a shot from 40 feet.
37.
Okay.
Feet?
Yes. As the clock is winding down, with Paul George staring at him, and I don't know what Paul George is supposed to do, and the Paul George comments after the game are freaking priceless. I don't know what Paul George is supposed to do. If you're 40 feet out,
you give him a little space, right?
You don't have to crowd anyone. I don't care if they're Steph. I don't care if they're Lillard. And even though Lillard has made, especially this year, he's made so many shots from back there, and now people are calling him Lillard Logo because he's shooting from there. But yeah, you give a guy that shot. You have to give a guy a 40-foot shot.
Yeah, he's right, Mike.
That far away, if you crowd a guy and you're all out there kind of on the island, you know, and he gets around you.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone and you look like a fool.
Yes. You don't, and then you then people be like, "Why did you get in his grill from 40 feet out?" Who cares?
Yeah, you can't win.
No. And, you know, he makes the shot. And the coolest part about this whole thing, watching it live and seeing just the chaos. Dude, this was about as close a thing as John Klingberg making that shot that you'll see in the sport of basketball. Just the closeout, one-off, series-ending, 40-foot three-point shot that went in right when the shot clock went off. And so the ball is going through the basket when the red light is going off. And so all this is happening at once. The crowd doesn't know what to do. Lillard just calmly turns around, starts walking off the court, turns over to the Oklahoma City bench, and waves bye-bye.
God.
Wow. Cold.
It was awesome. For a first-round match, you're just not going to see a better ending. It was incredible, man.
I've always liked that guy. I've always thought that was a really, really good player, and he has been a really, really good player up there for a long time, but just didn't get a lot of attention because that team has always been him and McCollum and whatever else they can cobble together up front. And It's just never really amounted to much. Well, but that ain't his fault.
No, when Aldridge left for greener pastures and
they had a shot when Aldridge was there to maybe get to the next level a little bit, but when he hauled ass, then that knocked him back.
Was he hauled ass?
Yeah,
was he hauled?
That's all I could think of.
Was he hauled?
God, it was great, though. And, it was one of those things after that where I got, goosebumps, and then I really can't go to sleep, it was incredible.
Yeah, you're revved up.
Yes, it was so, so great.
My favorite part of it was he holding the ball for 6 seconds before he takes the shot. He's just kind of loping around, dribbling, just nonchalantly, like he's at a practice in September.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, knowing full well what he's going to do. Yeah.
Maybe when there's 2 seconds left or 1.7, if you're Paul George, you go at him.
He did close, and he made an attempt to block the shot.
Yeah, but still.
But he was still a good 2 to 3 feet from him. He didn't front him.
I don't know what you do in a situation like that. But to cap off a 50-point night, a 16 or 17-point comeback with 5 and change left in the game, which is very Maverick-esque. In 2011, to end it with a shot like that, one of the deepest shots of the year. That's not a Hail Mary type shot where you got no time left and you're just chunking it from half court. It was unbelievable.
Well, see you later, Vacation Bible School. Maybe next year it'll work out for you.
No, I doubt it.
And see you later, Russell Westbrook.
Are you aware of the beef that he's into? With Barry Trammell up there?
Somewhat, yeah.
Dude, it's so embarrassing.
It's ridiculous.
It is so freaking embarrassing. So Barry...
He just won't answer his questions at all, will he?
No.
He's the one that says next question whenever Barry asks something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Barry,
Why he beefing?
He just didn't like the way Barry's covered him.
Well, stop being a sucky human being.
Again, it just makes you appreciate what we had here with our superstar. And a lot of those Oklahoma City people have defended Russ forever because Russ stuck around. Russ isn't KD, and they hate KD.
Yeah.
And now Russ is their guy. But even the most ardent Oklahoma City supporter sees this. And, I know people bitch about the media all the time. Dude, there is no taking up for Russell Westbrook in this scenario. It is freaking embarrassing. And Barry Trammell, Barry's a legend up there.
Yeah.
Barry's Randy Galloway type up there. He's been doing it forever. And he just won't answer anything. And so he gives him the next question treatment. Well, last night, Nurkic came out of the Portland locker room wearing, he can't play, obviously, with the leg, and he's wearing a shirt that said, was it a bricklayer or something like that? Something brick, something to do with shooting bricks.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom it said, next question. So he's out there going after Russ.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a beef between Portland and Oklahoma City now for not only this entire series, but I think going on the last couple of years. And so for them to be able to do that, and for him, Lillard, because Russ has called out Lillard a ton over the years too, for him to be able to do that against Russell Westbrook, for those guys to be able to close out Russell Westbrook, for Russell to be showed up as a punk and have a terrible game.
Yeah, and to act like one along the way, way he did.
Yes. Just to have a garbage game the way he did, it just was so fitting. And now Oklahoma City's got to just be sitting there going, what do we have? What do we do? What are we supposed to do? Seriously.
Yeah.
They're in the biggest no man's land of them all.
Glad it's not our problem.
Yep. Take care of it, Vacation Bible School.
That's not my problem, but thanks for sharing.